If you ask a human 5, 10, 15 years from now, what is human civilization like? You will hear an entirely novel view. For humans will no longer describe the endless obstacles of duality. They will describe the magnificent exquisiteness of unity. Human society is about to become human unity. This is the destiny of Ego 2. So how can we get there from where we are now? How can we, as individuals and together, constructively apply this newfound illumination, this understanding of Ego Commission 1's tendency to categorize in ways that are detrimental to us? Pause, step back, and tune in. Become humble. Make no assumptions. Become masterful at distinguishing new from past via subtle energy. Truly recognize the presence of something new. Remind your ego of the formula. Every time Ego Commission 1 encounters a new experience, it rides a continuum from comfort through temporary discomfort to newfound comfort. Coach your ego, coax it well as it rides this continuum. Become its trustworthy ally. Know with it that every new experience, when ridden like a wave, becomes familiar. And remember that to Ego Commission 1, familiar means comfortable. And comfortable translates as yes. Yes means the absence of resistance, which is the root of struggle, and the presence of willingness. Willingness is the alignment of free will with the biggest picture that is. Right now, right here now, you can substantially minimize your own experience of confusion, irritation, self-doubt, and struggle. Know with stillness and clarity that all of this suffering has arisen out of your ego's lack of vantage, its limited misperception of what is. As you, yes, you, take your ego by the hand and guide it lovingly over the continuum of comfort, discomfort, comfort, rather than it getting stuck in stubborn and defiant resistance to budging out of its initial state of familiarity, you will monumentally lay to rest your ego's former world of anguish. You will learn how to do this very simply and precisely in the section Ego Soul Dialogue in Chapter 4, Resensitizing Intuition. You, yes you, right now, can guide your ego to accept change with ease. You can guide it to become a master of the comfort, discomfort, comfort continuum. And as you do this, you will change the entire face of your earthly experience. You will change the face of the world. For all cultural change begins with an example. Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Gorbachev, Mother Teresa, Joan of Arc, and countless other lesser knowns. They showed us, humanity, a different route, another option. And millions have followed in the footsteps of their leadership. On any scale, global, national, regional, local, or just you, your ego is ready to chart a new course. The power to do this is not outside of you. It is in your own hands. You now hold the key to welcoming change in and beyond you. This ensures your non-fossilization, your non-brittleness. That which is pliable, flexible, resilient, and attuned adapts to new requirements. Darwin showed us this. That which is brittle, rigid, untenable, and closed can snap. Which are you?